The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and the galleries please rise for the prayer by the Reverend Gock and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
From the 63rd Psalm we hear, O God, you are my God. I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. Merciful God, many of your people observe Ash Wednesday and this season of Lent that calls us to reflect on our lives and how we are called by you to live them. May we receive from you, the God of all mercy, full pardon and forgiveness, being aware of our missing the mark of your call to righteousness. You'll hear our groans and provide us with hope as we walk through this day of ashes towards your promises to be with us always. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 31st day, Tuesday, February 28, 2017. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment.
Senator from Cole, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
Senator from Cole has moved that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none. Senator, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Those of the opinion the motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Introduction. Senator from Cole. What purpose do you rise?
I was waiting for the next order of business, Mr. President.
Introduction of guests.
Mr. President.
Senator from Cole, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate you staying with us last night. Oh, no, never mind. That didn't happen. Mr. President, it's my honor. Senator from Andrews like that. It's my honor to introduce some folks with us in the gallery today. The eighth graders from Thomas Jefferson Middle School here in Jefferson City are here. These students are part of the Matrix team spending the day in the Missouri State Capitol, accompanied by their teacher, Emily Rogers. I'd ask that these fine students stand with along with their teacher and that they be recognized by the Missouri Senate this morning.
Let's please welcome the guests from the Senator Cole to the Senate chamber. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 4th, what purpose do you rise?
Introduction of guests, Mr. President.
You may proceed.
Mr. President, to my right and to your left, two gentlemen from my district, Mr. Mike Resta and Mr. Joe Barbalia. Joe is hopefully going to be on the St. Louis City Board of Elections. If he has some luck in the next couple of days, I would ask that the body make them feel welcome.
Let's please welcome the guests from the Senator from the 4th here in the Senate chamber. Introduction of guests. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions.
Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Cape Girardeau, what purpose do you rise?
Current resolution.
Send your resolution forward. Send your concurrent resolution forward. It will be printed in the journal. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from the 24th, what purpose do you rise? Send your concurrent resolution forward. Senator, would you like to explain your resolution? Hi, sir. Madam Secretary, please read the resolution, the concurrent resolution. Okay.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 22, offered by Senator Shoup. A resolution relating to the ratification of the Equal Rights Amendment to the United States Constitution.
Senator, do you care to explain your resolution?
Briefly, Mr. President, thank you. It's 2017. This is the Equal Rights Amendment. It's time to pass it. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. It will be printed in the journal. Senator from the 5th, what purpose do you rise? Concurrent resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Clay, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 506, introduced by Senator Sylvie, an act relating to internal operations of state government.
Senator, do you care to explain your bill?
Briefly, Mr. President. Thank you also for noticing my audible seeking of recognition and going to me in the midst of all of the people jumping up. The bill does a couple of simple things. First of all, the state is very slow to adopt new technologies and to streamline its IT processes. So the bill sets forth a framework by which we can streamline our IT processes across bureaucracy, hopefully realize some savings in the budget. And secondly, it statutorily codifies the position of COO, which our new governor has brought to the table as an idea for how to make government better. So
the Senate will come to order so the senator can speak on his bill.
Thank you, Mr. President. That's the brief introduction, codifying the COO statutorily and helping to streamline our IT systems. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 5th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills. Thank you very much. I notice you like my color on my shirt.
Please send your two bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill Number 507, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to the Sheriff of the City of St. Louis.
Madam Secretary, read the second bill. Oh, I'm sorry. Senator, would you like to explain your first bill?
No explanation needed.
Okay. Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 508, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to medical transportation.
Senator, do you care to explain your bill?
No need for an explanation. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from Green, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have seven bills.
Please send your seven bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 509, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to reimbursement for the cost of incarcerating certain prisoners.
Senator, do you care to explain your bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. Just briefly, this is kind of an opening discussion on reforming and modifying the county per diem. This would put a 14-day limit on nonviolent offenders for reimbursement.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 510, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to the operation of motor vehicles.
Senator, do you care to explain your bill?
Yes, Mr. President. This is a bill which would repeal our existing texting while driving statute for those under 21, and it would strengthen the statute which has been on the books for a long time dealing with careless driving, and it would also include texting in that definition.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 511, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to domestic violence fatality review panels.
Senator, do you care to explain your bill?
That's self-explanatory, Mr. President.
Madam Secretary, please read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill number 512, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to criminal offenses.
Senator, do you care to explain your bill?
Mr. President, that makes a few modifications and minor adjustments to the criminal code, which went into effect January 1st.
Madam Secretary, would you read the fifth bill?
Senate Bill number 513, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to information provided by certain witnesses in criminal matters.
Senator, do you care to explain your bill?
That's a witness protection bill, Mr. President.
Madam Secretary, please read the sixth bill.
Mr. President.
Senator from Green.
Mr. President, my sixth and seventh bill, Bill Smith and Bill LaRue, will come forward at their leisure. It hasn't been done this year, so I just felt that they should be introduced. Thank you, Mr. President.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the second, what purpose do you rise? Please send your bill forward. Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 514, introduced by Senator Onder, an act relating to utility services.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Lewis, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Please send your two bills forward. Please send your two bills forward. Sergeant Bonds, please send your two bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 515, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to transportation and delivery of petroleum products.
Senator, do you care to explain your bill?
Briefly, what this does is extend a sunset for the collection of fees on for Missouri Emergency Response Commission so that we can make sure that our public is safe.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 516, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to schedules of controlled substances.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Christian, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 517, introduced by Senator Wasson, an act relating to tax credits for contributions to certain benevolent organizations.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Barton, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three bills.
Please send your three bills forward.
No explanation is necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 518, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to the licensure of hospitals.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 519, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to the acquisition of land by the United States government.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 520, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to municipal ordinance violations.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 8th, what purpose do you rise?
President, I have a bill.
Please send your A bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 521, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to the taxation of partnerships.
Senator, do you care to explain your bill?
Just briefly, Mr. President, the Department of Revenue reached out to me and asked me to file that legislation, and since I have such a great relationship with them, I decided I would file that piece of legislation dealing with taxation. Thank you, Mr. President.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 1st, will perfectly rise.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
Thanks, Al.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 522, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to school bus safety belts.
Senator, do you care to explain your bill?
No explanation necessary, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from Barry, purpose you rise.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 523, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to criminal background checks for child care providers.
Senator, do you care to explain your bill?
No explanation.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bill, Senator from the 15th. What purpose do you rise?
Introduction of bill.
Please
one bill.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 524, introduced by Senator Koenig, an act relating to service of process after the statute of limitations has expired for filing an action.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Callaway, what purpose do you rise?
I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 525, introduced by Senator Riddle, an act relating to the fee collected at the time of sale for lead acid batteries.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Phelps, what purpose?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills, and there's no explanation needed at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Send your two bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 526, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to vendors of consumer-directed services.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 527, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to Mo Health Net managed care.
Introduction of bill, Senator for St. Andrews.
Senator President.
Andrews, what purpose do you rise?
Andrews, yes. Mr. President, I have three bills to introduce.
Please send your three bills forward.
I think they will be self-explanatory and no need for me to explain them.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 528, introduced by Senator Hageman, an act relating to grants to assist in financing certain utility projects.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 529, introduced by Senator Hageman, an act relating to planning and zoning commissions.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 530, introduced by Senator Hageman, an act relating to the prohibition of local minimum wage laws.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Johnson, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Please send your two bills forward.
No explanation is necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 531, introduced by Senator Hoskins, an act relating to the Division of Developmental Disabilities.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 532, introduced by Senator Hoskins, an act relating to Department of Mental Health inspections.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 23rd, what purpose do you rise?
I have two bills, Mr. President.
Please send your two bills forward.
No explanation required, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 533, introduced by Senator Igel, an act relating to maintenance medication.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 534, introduced by Senator Igel, an act relating to student participation in statewide assessments.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Newton, what purpose?
Mr. President, please refer Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 251 to the Committee on Fiscal Oversight. Also refer Senate Concurrent Resolution 19 and Senate Concurrent Resolution 20 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolution and Ethics.
Both bills will be referred. Introduction of bills. Senator from Cape Girardeau, what purpose do you rise?
The one needs explanation.
Senator, you have two bills?
Bills.
Go. Okay. Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 535, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to child abuse investigations.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 536, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to membership of the Missouri State Board of Nursing.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Green, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I seek unanimous consent to introduce some very special guests.
Hearing no objection, Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. The guests are on your right and my left. They're actually constituents of the Senator from Christian, good friends of mine who are up visiting today from the Springfield area. James Holgerson and his wife Shannon Holgerson, who works with my wife at Evangel, and their son Isaiah are here together to, if they would stand. We're very glad to have them just here to observe not only the Senate, but just kind of check out the state capitol today.
Would the guest of the Senator from Green and the Senator from Christian please rise, and would the Senate please welcome them to the chamber. Introduction of bills. Senator from Cole.
President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees, and I'd ask you to recognize me for a report.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 43, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Kehoe, Chairman.
Senator from Cole, I need to go back there. I did not change the order of business. So, hearing no objections, the Senate will go to the order of business of standing committees.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a report. I'm sending it forward.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, would you please reread the report?
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 43, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Kehoe, Chairman.
Senator from Call.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think the Senator from Newton has some business.
Senator from Newton, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you please refer Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 43, the Committee on Fiscal Oversight?
Senate bills will be referred. Senator from Call.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, Senate go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. Senator from Cole, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body and those listening in their offices, I know people rushing back to committee hearings, we will go back to introduction of bills at the 2 o'clock hour when we come back from recess. So if anybody has any last-minute fine pieces of legislation to make our statute books even bigger, they're welcome to bring that at that time. But that will be the last time for them. Next time we'll be without warning, Mr. President.
Right.
The other thing, Mr. President, real quickly, tomorrow Reverend Gock will be holding his prayer breakfast at 7:30 in the Bingham Conference Room, and I'll announce that again. I just wanted to get that out there. Thank you, Mr.
All
President.
Right. Thank you, Senator. Announcements. Announcements. Hearing none. Senator from Colt.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.
Senator from Cole moves that the Senate stand in recess till 2 p.m. this day. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand in recess till 2 p.m. this day.